I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. ISIS atrocities continue in both Syria and Iraq. Nigerians feel forgotten as the world ignores Boko Haram's reign of terror. Prayer may seem like a powerless response to headlines like these, but Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton begs to differ.
God is at work. Our prayers are being answered. And this Sunday and the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church is really a key part of all of us sort of joining our hands around the world and praying for our persecuted family.
At missionnews.org, VOM has a list of resources that will help you and your church unite in prayer on IDOP Sunday.
When one part of the body suffers, we're all supposed to feel that. We're supposed to be connected enough that we feel the pain of our brothers and sisters in the Middle East or in China or in Nigeria.
Prayer is part of the foundation to worshiping God, and the importance of it needs to be passed on to younger generations. GEMS Girls Club has a Bible-based curriculum to promote the value of spiritual life. Chris Palisari of GEMS says,
"We have all girls in our club because when girls are in an environment of belonging and love and have like-minded godly mentors, they're more open to share the difficult things that are going on in their life, ask the questions that they need in order to understand God's world."
Clubs use volunteer mentors to inspire godly lives in the girls they work with.
"We want girls to discover who they are in Jesus Christ and to live faithful lives serving Him. And we do that in North America and all over the world."
Do something about the news you heard today by going to missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. Jihad in the Middle East makes it easy to overlook what God's doing there. But as you support Mission Network News, I'll send you a copy of Brother Nathan's new book called Love Casts Out Fear. It's his personal journey to redemption. Click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.